New research suggests that as many as 70% of children face social exclusion as a result of a food allergy, and 3 in 5 children with food allergies have been in hospital as a result of having an allergic reaction. This week, as children go back to school, we speak to Amina Warner from Allergy UK and Rebecca O'Leary, a Yorkshire mum to 6-year-old Peggy who has celiac disease, about what schools should be doing and how to care for children with allergies. So first of all, Amina, where are some of sort of the high-risk places for children to go? Where might these allergies and intolerances occur?
Well, it could potentially be anywhere, so they've always got to be on their guard. But often parents know what to do. They've had the advice, if they've had the child's had the diagnosis, and so they've had a bit of a guidance, we hope. If not, hopefully they've got information from our website, from their fact sheets. But it's often when they go outside, maybe to friend's house, maybe to school, etc., that they are in positions where maybe nobody else knows how to manage that particular allergy, what they need to avoid, etc. So communication is really key.
Absolutely. And Rebecca, is this something that you've seen with Peggy? Is this something Peggy struggles with?
Yeah, I mean, just reflecting what Amina said there, really, that as soon as you let go of the control of catering for a child with an allergy or celiac disease like Peggy, there is an element of anxiety attached to that. And, you know, do they know how to cater in a safe environment? Can they avoid cross-contamination? Things like that. It's something that is getting easier as time goes by with more products to market. Good communication, like Amina said, really, in that if you can keep the lines of communication open and healthy between yourself and school, and you know, friends, families, things like that, just to know how to cater in a safe environment is key.
Absolutely. So speaking of school, obviously, children are going back to school. How does Peggy find managing her celiac disease at school?
Peggy's school is great. She is entitled to a free school meal because she's in Key Stage 1, as all children in England and Wales, I believe, are in reception year 1 and year 2. And it's great for us as a family. It's a big help to our weekly budget, food budget, that school can cater for her. She has the same sort of food as the rest of the school, but a gluten-free version of. So, you know, pizzas or a roast dinner, for example. But yeah, and at her school we've had a great experience where they've actually held a celiac awareness afternoon, and Peggy took homemade buns in for her class to try, and they watched a DVD and played games and learnt about celiac disease and what food Peggy could and couldn't eat. And that's had a really positive impact on her relationship with her peers and parties and things. I've noticed that parents will contact me now and say, you know, we really want to cater for her, what do we need to do? And in the playground, the kids know not to share food with her and things like that. So I guess the point is that education is the key to promoting an inclusive environment. And we've experienced that firsthand with school.
Absolutely. Oh, that's fantastic to hear. I'm really, really pleased for Peggy. Amina, does that sort of reflect what you see nationally, or is that sort of the standard that you're striving to achieve everywhere?
That's the standard we would strive to achieve, because we've got a long way to go with allergies still to get that level of inclusivity into all schools and for children to feel so included in birthday parties, etc. Because it's very difficult sometimes for families who are not aware and have you know, sort of knowledge about allergy, if they're catering for somebody with a milk allergy or an egg allergy or a nut allergy, etc. It's the easiest option is to shy away from it. So the easier we can make it, you know, from free foods that are free from certain ingredients, but it's careful looking at all the labels as well, because with allergy you don't want to get this wrong.
For parents who are concerned, where can they get some great advice from?
Well, from a point of view of information about allergy, you can contact www.allergyuk.org, and our website has fact sheets. If you want to speak to a person, a helpline number, as well as web chats.
I think ASDA has just launched a big initiative as well, and a lot of information is on their Good Living website, a guide for parents of children maybe who want to be more inclusive. You know, no one wants to leave children out, but it's a terrifying thought that you could hurt someone or essentially kill them, awful as it sounds. So to go to the ASDA Good Living website, there's a great resource on there at the moment as well.
Fantastic. So there's some advice for any parents who might be worried. Mina and Rebecca, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Pleasure.